Senator Harkin took the stage before some 10,000 activists and said, "This is a hell of a crowd."
"And to think you all came here just to see me." "No. Who am I kidding? You've had the steak, now it's time for some sizzle."
And with that, Hillary Clinton returned to the Iowa political stage, looking out over row after row of Ready for Hillary t-shirts.
"Hello, Iowa. I'm back. And so glad to be with all of you on this beautiful day. You know, it does really feel just like yesterday when I was last here at the Harkin Steak Fry."
That was 2007, when Clinton was part of a crowded field of Democratic candidates. 7 years later, when Senator Harkin invited her back.
"I have to admit, I wasn't sure what to say. I've got a few things on my mind these days."
Mentioning first the anticipated arrival of her first grandchild.
"And then, of course, there's that other thing." "Well, it is true. I am thinking about it."
But on Sunday, Clinton spoke only on behalf of other Democratic candidates up and down the ticket in Iowa. It was the first of what will likely be other such speeches across the country, which will keep her out in front of Democratic activists while she weighs another presidential bid. Former President Bill Clinton, who also spoke, is known for his loquacious remarks from the stump.
"And I don't want this to be like one of these officer installation banquets where everybody said everything that needs to be said, but not everybody said it yet. So I really will try to be a little briefer."
President Clinton spoke only a little longer than Secretary Clinton, reminding Democratic activists, quote, "When Democrats show up, we win." All those Ready for Hillary t-shirts are the work of a nationwide PAC urging Clinton to run. Advisor Tracy Seffel says they came for the steak fry to sign up volunteers in the first-in-the-nation caucus state.
"We're going to have this army across the state that will be with her, that will be in full force for the Iowa caucuses should she run. We know how important Iowa is."
But some activists bring a checkered past to the 2016 race. Former state legislator Eric Palmer says back in 2008, he first supported Vice President Joe Biden, then went for Obama when Biden dropped out. He calls Hillary Clinton one possible choice this time.
"Well, I'm sure Vice President Biden is coming back thinking about another run. There is a governor whose name escapes me from the East Coast."
That would be Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley.
"Yes, O'Malley from Maryland. I saw him speak, and he's a very good speaker. And of course, Hillary."
Many Hillary supporters believe she will run again, and she said nothing at the steak fry to dispel that. She says she learned something from Senator Harkin's long career in politics.
"And when you get knocked down, get right back up."
That's advice Clinton's supporters hope she will take when it comes to another presidential campaign. In Indianola, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.